What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast is on the radio. I was going to go with that. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All about what's going on, any happenings of K-State University, Kansas State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm gonna put these two together since they both play the same team. West, this is the West Virginia recap edition of the daily, and this is gonna come out Monday as I'm recording this on Sunday morning because I have another daily coming out on Sunday morning, so that's gonna be rolling out, and then this will roll out tomorrow along with an extra content. Probably on that same night. So we've been rolling out some good content here on the podcast. You're new to the program, you're a K-State fan. If you're new to this podcast, appreciate you for subscribing and downloading to the podcast. Well, let's just get on straight on in it here. K-State basketball played West Virginia yesterday, the men and the women. How rare is that? I've said that before this past week on the podcast, but absolutely, like I said, two different directions, and it's just exactly that. Start with the men. this has become a recurring theme. Every time I recap, we have been on these to recap the men. This has been the theme of 2021 into 2021 last year, and carries right on into 2022. K-State was still somewhat shorthanded, but lose in the final seconds against West Virginia. Both of these games were in Morgantown. Talking about the men and women, 71-68. And K-State, we talked about Bruce Weber. We talked about it in non-con play. This squad being a little bit better than last year, but they're doing the opposite of what the K-State women did last year. So that's not closing out games. K-State should have had this one. I'm just getting tired of saying that, in particularly towards the men. Obviously, the Texas, they were battling. There are no question about that. But this one, with a 13-point lead and going into halftime, you dominate the first half of the game, and all of a sudden, second half things unravel, and that's what happened here again. Actually, went off to a fast start. My co-host Alex with the Purple Project Podcast Weekly talked about this. They need to get off to a fast start. They did that exactly to a T. In the second half, things unraveled there, and West Virginia made a big time run in that, and then just like most of these critical games have been so far this year, K-State missed an opportunity to tie the game. Marquise Noel missed a three-pointer as time expired there, and West Virginia escapes there with the win. With the win there, K-State again, they were out. They were without in this ball game. Their head coach Bruce Weber again. And six more players in this game. So we talked about trying to get this team, trying to get back to full strength. That did not happen, at least for COVID-19 protocols is concerned in this one here. 0-3. And let me go back up here. I had that step. 0-3 in conference play for the first time going back to the 2019-20 season. That's not too far long ago in this instance here. Yeah, West Virginia rallied with Sean McNeil scoring majority of his points in the second half. He scored 26 points overall in this game. 19 of those came in a critical second half where K-State just got outscored 44-28. So two opposite ends of the spectrum for K-State in this one. You jump out on them, West Virginia 40-27, and then you come out lackadaisical in the second half, shorthanded. I don't want to put any excuses down, but I mean, they had at least, K-State had one more plus player than they did against Texas this past week, and they couldn't get it done And despite, look at this. This was a statistically now a lot better than a Texas game, and somehow you still lose. I just don't understand. Four or five starters in this one went double figures in scoring. That includes Nigel Pack with his 20 points, five rebounds. He went 6 of 15 from downtown in this one. And they, in K-State, got the blessings of getting Marquise Noel back. He did start the game in this one. Next in line, Mark Smith. Another big game from him. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. He was 5 of 7 from the field. Ishmael Shood, 13 points, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. He had a critical three-pointer late in this game to give K-State a chance to tie the game towards the end of that ball game. And then Marquise, the return of Marquise Noel, he had a 10, but he was just 4 of 11 from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. The other starter, if you guys were wondering, was Stilton Miguel. Only 5 points in this one. He got in a lot of foul trouble in this one. K-State brought in, had 3+ from the bench. No Mike McGurl. I called him out, being the super senior that he is, obviously. No Mike McGurl in this one. And it might have proved costly, but, you know, when you have the players you have and the lead that you have, you got to get it done with the players, in my opinion, that are on the floor. K-State did not do that. And this one, the only player to have points off the bench. Davion Bradford's return. He missed Texas on Tuesday. Davion Bradford, 6 points, 2 of 7 from the field. In this one, everyone else shut out. That includes a struggling Luke Kasupke. Was noted on the other daily podcast. You know how I feel about him. And I talked about it on the daily, the latest daily podcast that came out back on Friday, episode 81 of the Triple P podcast. Check that out there, wherever you get your podcast. There, I talk strong. I criticize him considerably. You're getting no production from him. Carlton Lingard played for the second straight game. He didn't do anything in 19 minutes of play. So there's that. K-State now drops to 8-6. Overall, and they're obviously, when you have no wins, you're going to be dead last, which they are. Bottom of the barrel in the Big 12 when it comes to men's basketball, 0-3. No Bruce Weber out there on the court, so, you know, 8-6 overall, and let me check here for a second here when their next opponent is. Talking about K-State, this is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here for your coverage here. Let's see down the line. Our next game is, yeah, their next game should be Wednesday night. They're going to be back at home in Bramlage against TCU. And this doesn't get any easier. TCU's 10-2. K-State men's team been since really early on in the year without their best play. They have not been 100, whether it's COVID or injury, little nicked up injuries here and there. They have not been able to get going. They have not been able to get all their players together. But all that said, not making any excuses for them. If you have majority of your players, you got to get it done. And right now, K-State's majority of the games they have to have so far this year, they have come up on the short, very end of the short end of the stick when it comes to that. So, man, 0-3, you got TCU coming in the Bramlage on Wednesday night, and it doesn't get any easier from there, as well as TCU is 10-2 as well. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see Bruce Weber come back, obviously, but K-State's got that game. K-State should have won this ball game, the men's side at least. You jump out on them, you can't hold the lead. You know, it always, the funny thing is always saying, you know, first 5 minutes of every half is critical. Well, K-State did not get off to a good start, and there you go. And then it results in an 0-3, and you're searching for answers, at least trying to get healthy when it pertains to the COVID side of things. So K-State still searching for their first conference win here 0-3. They welcome TCU Wednesday night. K-State women finish up with them. They play West Virginia that night, Saturday night, and they got off to a slow, they got off to kind of a up and down start, but they were trailing at halftime in this one by 6 in this one, and they win by 10. K-State win. I am fully on board with this team. K-State women, Jeff Mitty here in 2021-2022, he has created an identity with this team. And the young core helped out in this one, 71-61 against the Lady Mountaineers in this game, led by their three young players in this one. 6 consecutive win, led by a strong second half and by none other than, Jalen Glenn. A big third quarter, 4 3-pointers in a span of really the entire quarter for that matter here. And West Virginia outscored, K-State outscored the ladies' Mountaineer team 43-26 in the second half there and sparked a 21-11 third quarter. Jalen Glenn was spectacular in this one, and this is the example that we've been talking about on the weekly editions of this podcast. Alex Aiden had to go back and mention it on episode 81. Aoki Lee, you needing to put the pieces around her if she has an off night, the other players to step up. And you heard me say this again, I'm telling you, man, this was a key. This was a key game, and bam, they go in here. They were off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but at halftime they were within striking distance, and bam, they were able to come out in the second half and respond. I had their scoring line posted here. I'm gonna have to pull it back up since I'm in the men's here tab real fast. Here, as that's not what I want right there. This is what I want right there. All right, So going to the scoring line here, at least straight to the scoring line here. Yes, Aoki Lee hits another double-double in this game. 14 and 12 for her in this game. 6 of 10 shooting, but a story of this game. Serena Sundell and Jalen Glenn. Serena Sundell led the squad with points in this one, 21 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds. I called it. I called a bold prediction on episode 81. I'm not going to restate that. You can find that on episode 81 of the podcast about Serena Sundell in particular, but her numbers spectacular in this one. Jalen Glenn added 20 as well. Talked about the third score. Well, you know you're going to get production from Aoki Lee and Serena Sundell every night. You heard me say this throughout the year so far when it particularly becomes to women's basketball. But who's going to be that third scorer? Well, they did not have Emily Ebert in this game. Jalen Glenn stepped up, 32 points in action, started the game, and put up 20 points in this one. Minimal production from the bench. You only get 4 points total from the bench with Rebecca Dollinger and Taylor Lauterbach. Jada Moore also played in this one. Jada Moore played 13 minutes in this one and did not score in this ball game here. So this freshman trio, which was on Saturday night, the freshman duo of Serena Sundell and Jalen Glenn, 41 points when you tally them up together. And Jalen Glenn, career high, 20 points. The first Wildcat to make 6 3-pointers, going back to Cindy Gibson last year, back on March 7th of last year. I already mentioned with Glenn as well. And Lee, 10th double-double this year. Already mentioned that. Well, didn't mention 10th, but already mentioned numbers already. Aoki Lee's 39th career double-double. She is now tied for that with Nicole Odele in the 2000 through 04 seasons. And now she can break that in the next game. She's going to do that easily for a second in school history for career double-doubles. Yeah, K-State, they struggled from the first half. from the field in this ball game, but turned it around in the second half. But total wise, they only shot 32nd. I mean, not 32nd, 32% from the field. K-State's next game is going to be back in Bramlage on Tuesday night. You're going to host Iowa State. Iowa State. Iowa State, folks, is ahead of K-State in the conference when it comes to, when we're to focus on women's basketball. That's where it stands right now. Iowa State, 12th in the country, 3-0. K-State is 3-0 as well. And this is going to be for sole possession of first place in the Big 12. Who would have said that going in for the women this year? Obviously, I didn't know what we were getting this year. Obviously, we talked about the rebuild. This is the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition, recapping what took place with basketball with men and women. Eddie Greer here for a couple of minutes here. A couple more minutes, if not that. But yeah, K-State, this is a chance. They already beat 10th-ranked Baylor, which is now 14th-ranked now, and still at the bottom of the conference. K-State can get sole possession of first place on Tuesday night. What a huge opportunity this is. And hopefully, K-State fan, K-State Nation, I'm talking to y'all. Manhattan, Junction City, Western Kansas. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys. Come on out. Come on out to Bramlage. This is a big game for early possession of Big 12 lead in the conference. Iowa State is ranked 12th. K-State, still not ranked. Still not ranked. And the way that it is, they were, 29th? They received votes, but they were 29th. My feeling is they're still not going to, for whatever reason, they're still not going to get ranked. And they're just going to have to continue to do it on the court. And they can knock off if the scenario stays the same. If K-State's still not ranked by this game, if K-State goes in, takes care of business at home and knocks off Iowa State Tuesday night and doesn't get ranked, Wildcat Nation, you should be howling at these folks that do the rankings, because that is some total BS when it comes to for whatever reason. We'll really round up, but yeah, K-State, you knock off Iowa State on Tuesday night, you get sole possession, and you need to get some respect. That's what it has to happen here. But K-State, 3-0 now in conference play, 6 straight wins, and you're 13-2, heading into a big matchup for top of the conference on Tuesday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Audio Boom, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for me right now. Eddie Greer saying thanks again for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. And hey, we're in a new week. This will come out on Monday. If you're not listening to it already, be on the lookout for more contact. And if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, you better get on that now. Some good content has been out posted recently, and our numbers have been starting to get up there now. So we appreciate you guys for that. Gonna get out of here now. Go Cats. This has been another edition of Triple P.